hava by learning. Hopefully, a lot. Very interesting halacha. I don't think a lot of people know this halacha. Again, as they say, it's in the big print. It's not in the little print. So page 260. Semen Kuf. A little milestone there. Okay, ready for this? Very interesting halacha. As I say often, all halacha is interesting, but some are more interesting. Tfilas shel moados. The davening, the tfila of holidays. Vishal Rosh Chodesh. Or Rosh Chodesh. Yesterday. Tzarech lahasdir tfilas kol shebaal. You have to arrange, you have to prepare the davening before you daven it. Most people don't know this halacha. Kedei shetehe shigura bepiv, so that it's fluent. In other words, the idea is pretty simple. And that is, the Mishbura explains, that since you don't daven, not weekday davening, you're pretty much hopefully fluent in. But these tefillos, like of Yantav or even Rosh Chodesh, since we don't daven them that often, just in in intervals, so since you're not accustomed to them, you will, as they say in technical term, you'll fumfa around. And that's not the way to daven. The whole idea is we talk about you're talking to Hashem, so you would prepare before you go into a big meeting. You don't want to say and fumfa around with the words. It's the same thing with Hashem. It's the same thing. That's been a theme that we've been talking about the last few simonim, is to really picture. And imagine we have to inculcate this in our psyche that we're actually speaking to Hashem, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, right? It's literally we're talking to Hashem. So you got to be prepared. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Bach, or the Prima Gan, the name of the Bach, and the Pri Chodesh, that the same thing applies to Yal V'Yavo. And the same thing applies, since we're right into Kislev here, to Hanukkah and Purim. So you got to prepare it before. Or the Ramah comes to, now if you're a Svarti, you have very little room to maneuver in this halakha, but here comes the Ramah, if you Ashkenazim in the crowd. Some people say you got to prepare in advance. That's specifically if you're davening by heart. Again, we've discussed this before. Remember, people had to daven by heart not that long ago, because Sidurim were a valuable commodity. People didn't have Sidurim, people didn't have Svarim, right? We're a little jaundiced with this, a little cushy on this. Alba kishmis palmi tocha Sidur, but the Ramah says, but if you're diving out of a Sidur, mutter, you don't have to come prepared, because daha roe mashemis palo. You read out of the book, out of the Sidur. V'chay no'agim, and that is the custom. But Ramah says that's the custom, that we don't see people at night or whatever preparing for davening because of this idea that you daven out of a sitter. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Matzis HaShekel, also appropriate that we're learning this tonight, that it's not proper that which people say Kish Levana, right? According to the Vilna Gaon, you can start saying Kish Levana tonight, cleared up, right? So that they say Kish Levana by heart. So the Mishnah brings down from the Machzor Shel, that's not correct. You only say it, last we looked, once a month. That's not regular enough. So therefore, you shouldn't say it by heart. Rather, you got to be Masadir in advance. You got to prepare. You got to prepare. The Mishnah Berurah also says that even according to the Ramah, that we have this kula, we have this leniency that if you daven out of a sitter, at least you don't have to do a little preparation work. Even with that, the Mishnah Berurah says that the piyutim and other things that we don't say that often, like slichos and things like that, even though you have a sitter, since the shechomer perushim, we all know like slichos and things like that, it's even for seasoned daveners, they're a little difficult. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to the Ramah, You should put Tzarech lahasdir tchila v'lo mahani sefer b'zeh. That a sitter doesn't help. But you got to come prepared. You got to come prepared. You should prepare them in advance.
Do we know which Gadol wrote the Machzis HaShekel?
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Yeah,
I know his name. Used to know. Anyways, the Shari Tshuva, not the Moshe Sefer. They're over here, the Shari Tshuva. He decries people that on Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim, that they don't prepare before they're the tefillah. That they just come in, you know, even though, I don't know, maybe you can make an argument that we know it and a sitter. But still, they should come in prepared. So he brings down that some people say, well, I remember it, you know, it's Yom Tov, it comes around once in a while. But still, he says it's not right. Now, I just should mention the Aruch HaShulchan really presses, we all know the Aruch HaShulchan does this often, that the Aruch HaShulchan is a little more like a contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan always tries to figure out, like, why don't we do something? Right? It was the Rav and the Vardik, so like, and you see nobody's doing anything. So he always tries to figure out a way, like, why don't we do this? So I'm sure many of you, and I'm not decrying you if you didn't know this halakha before you walked in here, because I don't think we see too many people. Hey, you could say, well, they do it at home, right? Yeah, hopefully. But this is a very little-known halakha. So the Aruch HaShulchan really tries to figure out a reason why we don't do it. He says the minhag is not like this, that we don't see people before a yontif. Slichas. Okay, let's take slichas, right? Everybody says, you know, slichas is the hard stuff. So I don't know if you hear too many people up a night before slichas, like going over it. You don't see it. So he leads it with a tzarech iyun, like why it requires thought why people don't do it. But lemaisa, you see people not doing it. But again, the justification for that is hard to find. Okay, let's just do a tzarech chafalv. Also very interesting, one of those like big important halachas when we're talking about concentration. Okay? Again, we're specifically talking about Shmon Esrei Kuf Alf. Now, again, we'll just do the Mechavim and the Ramah, but we'll have to leave the details for tomorrow. B'li Nerim Eretz Hashem. Hamispal, when you daven, Sorach Sheyachaven Bechol HaBrachos. You got to concentrate for the entire Shmon Esrei. Every bracha. V'imeinu yach... Baruch Hashem, there's a but. V'imeinu yachol lechaven b'kulam. If you can't, lefachos yachaven ba'avos. At least concentrate, stay focused for avos, which we all know is the first bracha. Right? Okay, Avraham. Okay, Yitzchak. Okay, bracha to Hashem, again, Avraham. That paragraph. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah will bring down something in between. And we'll discuss that, I believe, now tomorrow. V'im lo kiven ba'avos, let's say you were in La La Land during the first paragraph of Shmon Esrei. Avo pin shekiven b'chol ashar. Even though you concentrate, totally concentrate on the other 18, yachzor v'yispal. The Mechaber says you have to go back and daven. Shmon Esrei is zilcho. Nothing. Okay, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Now, if you're an Ashkenazi out there again, the Ramah throws you a life preserver. The Ayidna, the Ramah says today, Ramah was a while ago, but you can imagine, Ein chozrin bishvil chisarn kavana. We don't go back and repeat Shmon Esrei, because you were in La La Land. Shapa chazar karav hu shalo liyechavein imkein lama yachzor, because we'll tell you, okay, go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. And what's going to happen the next time? So who says you're going to... That might... So then what? So now instead of 19 brachos levatola, you got 28 brachos levatola. Now again, 38, excuse me. Where is it? Right? It's late already. Now again, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. Now obviously, but I just want to say it so people don't walk away with the wrong impression. Now obviously the Ramah is not arguing really. He is, but he's not saying, he's not justifying not concentrating for the first bracha. The Ramah also holds you got to have kavana for all the brachas and definitely the first bracha. The only question is What happens if you didn't? You really blew it. So the Machaber says you got to repeat Shemone Esrei. The Ramah says it's terrible. Your Shemone Esrei is a disaster. But we're not going to make you repeat it because who says that it's going to help any? Right? So we're talking about on a, I want to say minuscule level. We're talking about on the bottom of the barrel already, right? But Amir Tashem, we'll get into this a little more, I believe, now tomorrow. It's very interesting. Sad. Machlokas.
Going back to the
nobody else can get to that.
Going back to the halacha, preparing for Yom Kippur.